This is WordPress Weekly, your source for the latest news, plugins, and interviews with influential leaders in the WordPress community. Here's your hosts, Jeff Chandler and Marcus Couch.
And welcome, everybody, to episode 207 of WordPress Weekly for Wednesday, September 23rd, 2015. And after a two-week hiatus, we're back. And that is, I'm your host, Jeff Chandler, joined by Marcus Couch. Marcus, welcome back, sir.
Yes, it's good to be back. I didn't know what the hell to do with my Wednesday nights for the last 2 weeks. And now I'm glad that I've got something to do.
Oh, geez, man. That's, come on, your life can't be that boring.
No, it's not. But it was a good time off, and I appreciate it, and I hope you had a good vacation as well. I caught some of your feed on Facebook, some of the stuff that you were doing, so it looked like you enjoyed yourself.
Yes, staycation was wonderful. I needed it at that time to, I don't know, when you write about WordPress all the time and deal with its community and interact with them all the time, sometimes you just want to go insane, some of the stuff you deal with. So staycation came at the right time, and I was able to celebrate my three-year wedding anniversary with my lovely wife. So all in all, just a great time, and vacation, staycation couldn't have come at a better time. But we're back, and we have plenty to talk about tonight. In fact, we have two guests on the show. And speaking of our guest, I'll start with Jason Lemieux. Hopefully I got that right on the first try. Mm-hmm. Kind of giving it the good Mew type of pronunciation. But we have Jason, you're from GoPostmatic, correct? And I don't really know too much about you, so I wanted to give you and Dylan Kuhn, who is also part of the GoPostmatic team, a chance to tell us a little bit about yourself. So we'll start with you, Jason.
Sure. Hi. Thanks a lot for having us tonight. I'm Jason Lemieux. I live in Vermont. I'm a WordPress developer. Dylan and I have been developing WordPress plugins and mostly content-managed websites for NGOs and medium to large nonprofits. I just looked, 2005 was my first site I did in WordPress. I think Dylan and I started working together in 2009 or 2010. And for a long time, we were a services shop. Just the two of us, and we decided to take the leap about a year and a half ago into products and build out Postmatic. So I'm here in Vermont, and I live with my wife and two little girls on a beautiful farm up on a mountain, and about the best thing you can imagine. So it's pretty great. Dylan?
I'm Dylan Kuhn. And I think Jason and I have been, I think we started even earlier than that. I think it was 2007 that we did our first project. I released my first plugin in 2005, and Jason picked it up, and we did a few little things together, and just more kept coming along. So I'm in Reno, Nevada, in the shadow of the glorious Sierras and also the Basin and Range out here. And an outdoor lover and writer of many WordPress plugins and sites, many with Jason, and happy to be on the show.
And just out of curiosity, what was that first plugin back in 2005?
That was Geo Mashup, a mapping plugin, and it's got impressive staying power and is still well used today.
Very good.
Yeah, it was one of the first mapping plugins, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Probably the first mapping plugin.
Well, around 2005, that was around the time of this whole new concept, this Ajax concept, where I think that's around the time where it was either shortly before or after that, where Google came out with Google Maps that really showed off what you could do with this whole Ajax stuff.
Yeah, exactly. And so I got all excited by that, and there was a geo plugin that lets you enter coordinates for your post, and I was really excited to put those on a map, and it arose from that.
And we got a lot of mileage out of that plugin.
And still do.
I somehow get the sense that if it was a MapQuest plugin, it wouldn't have the legs that this one does, huh?
You know, one of the things I did do was I used a library called MapStraction to let you use Google Maps or OpenStreetMaps or different kinds of mapping providers. And jury's still out on whether that flexibility is good or bad. It's still used, and people still use both, but the MapStraction library itself is sort of languishing open source software. So,
yeah. So a 10-year-old plugin, but it still works on WordPress to this day.
Absolutely, and I've worked to maintain it, but there have been a lot of releases over the years. But it does, and I've got some other plugins that have amazed me by continuing to work with almost zero maintenance too. There's another Google API one called Tallygraph that just keeps going and going and going, and I am always just amazed to see it continue.
So I brought both of you guys on. Of course, we're going to talk about Postmatic here for a good bit. And especially earlier this year, Postmatic seems to have blown up. It's one of these services that are really cool, to the point where a lot of sort of known inner circle WordPress community members are writing about it and boasting about how cool this thing is. And as I understand Postmatic, and I've actually used it on the Tavern now for a few weeks, it delivers posts to people's inboxes, and there's also this commenting component to it where you can moderate comments and reply to them off from your email inbox. So that's sort of what Postmatic is in a nutshell, but I know there's a lot more to it. So Jason, I'll let you give us sort of the broad spectrum of, first tell me why you created Postmatic, and second, sort of the broad level, what's it all about?
Sure. The reason we originally created it was, we were doing services, contract work, and we had a client that are in the Bay Area called Global Citizen Year, and they're a gap year program for students that are graduating high school and want to take a year off before college. So they send these kids around the world to do service work, and one of the requirements is they have to blog every week, I think once or twice a week, about the service that they're doing all over the world. So at the time, Global Citizen Year was using FeedBurner as a RSS alternative for these 40, 50, 60-year-old parents and grandparents that wanted to keep track of what these kids are doing in the middle of Tanzania, right? So so they were using FeedBurner's email delivery, but RSS to email capabilities, but FeedBurner kind of languished. And even that, it was just too difficult for these folks to be able to figure out how and where to subscribe to a feed. So they brought us in with the idea of, can we figure out a way to send posts to people's emails? They need to be able to subscribe to specific authors. They were doing it on a single installation and just using standard WordPress authors and contributor roles. And we want to be able to send posts to parents. And so there's been lots of ways to do that for a long time in WordPress. At the time, Subscribe 2, the number 2, I think was one of the better solutions for sending posts via email. I think that we forked it, and Dylan might correct me, but I think we added author subscriptions to that plugin, and we implemented it. And in its first year, it was very successful. It was very easy to subscribe, and people liked getting these posts from their kids and their inboxes. And the second year, they were like, hey, how can we get these parents to send back a nice note to encourage their kids? So can we enable email replies somehow to this? So that got us thinking, and we did implement that. We kind of hacked that together for them, and we implemented it, and it was a huge success. People, you'd be able to subscribe to your kid's blog, you get the email on whatever old computer you have at home, and you could just hit reply to send them back a nice note of support, which would then post as a comment.
With the hope that the student didn't think it was spam.
Well, actually, with the hope that the parent understood that they were publicly posting something. This was a challenge.
Okay.
Yeah, because they just thought they were writing their kid an email.
Yeah, there are a lot of nice, really lovely letters of encouragement.
Oh, man.
But, yeah. Clean your room.
Yeah, that kind of thing. So it was born out of necessity, and it was a huge success for them. And we've been doing web projects, like that for so long that we were really looking for a product, and we were like, boy, this is pretty cool, and pretty successful. So let's try to make a product out of it. We didn't quite realize what we were getting into, and I think we were supposed to be done a year sooner than we were. One of those deals, but it was great, and everything kind of came together, and we launched officially. We came out of beta in May of this year.
You know how I could tell? Because, A, we wrote about it in the tavern, and so did a whole bunch of other people that said, wow, this thing is cool.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you. We've had such a great response. It's really cool. We have a great response to the concept and an even better response to the implementation, but we still have these barriers about installation, though. You know, like a lot of the sites that have written about us and a lot of the high-profile people who've talked about how cool we are haven't installed us. I think that there's maybe this misconception that it's this giant overreaching plugin that's going to take over your installation, but it's like a three-click installation, and the only thing it does is add a checkbox to your comment form and you're done. You know, it doesn't do a lot to modify your site, so it takes about 5 minutes to set up and off.
Yeah, it was always really important to me that plugins don't do anything until you ask them to, and so wanted to make it really lightweight. But I think another challenge with it is that unlike a lot of new plugins and technologies that come out where there's a huge whiz-bang, blow you away initial effect and then a slow degradation into disappointment, I think Postmatic is kind of the opposite way, where it's a little bit new and maybe uncomfortable for people at first, and then the longer they use it, the more they start saying, oh, we really like this. And then we have people who have used it for a while get really enthusiastic. So we've got that ramp going the right direction, but it's hard to get that initial commit from people to give it a try.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
Now, even though Postmatic is a plugin and you can download it and install it from WordPress.org, it's really hooked into a service, correct?
Right. So the plugin itself, the free version, there's a premium version of this. So it's a freemium model. The free version, you would download it and install from .org, and at that point you kind of choose your plan. Do you want to use the free one or the premium one, which at this point premium is $9 a month flat rate. We could talk a little bit more about the plugin does, but we'll be introducing variable pricing in another month and a half or two. Actually, wait, Dylan, you're going to tell me it's going to be longer, but as soon as we can. And our price point actually will probably go significantly lower than that even. But when we launched, we wanted to just make it simple, so we called it $9. But the free plan, it sends... Well, actually, Jeff, can we step back and talk about the larger picture of what the plugin does?
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
And then I'll tell you about that because it'll make more sense. So what we're trying to do is, I hate the term, but we're all about content optimization is really our big picture. So, you know, we recognized through these blogs at Global Citizen Year and then for a lot of our NGO clients that, of course, there's a lot of good content on the web and people spend a lot of time writing blog posts that sometimes largely go unnoticed. And so what we're trying to do with Postmatic is to add more value to your content. So there's kind of four things that it does. The first is it helps you build your subscriber lists. And it does this in a couple of traditional and non-traditional ways. But the whole point is to get as many subscribers to your site as possible. So there's an opt-ins package built in that does flyovers and pop-ins and top bars and all these different things. And then there's an invitation system that you can just dump in some email addresses and it'll invite people to subscribe to your site.
And right there at this point, I wanted to ask you, when people are leaving comments, there's this one of the fields they typically fill out is an email address. Now, Postmatic doesn't automatically take that email address from the comments and put that into a marketing system, correct?
Correct. No, it doesn't. What it does do is when somebody submits a comment, well, I'll talk about that in a.
I'm going ahead of myself.
They're giving you their email address, right? And so, like, where else on the web does somebody give you your email address and their name and their thoughts about you or your content, and then you don't do anything with it? You know, this is a big thing. And so, you know, you've got 7,000 email addresses already sitting in your database, and here you are dropping $20 a month on some opt-in service to try to get more, right? But you've got these 7,000, which are real valuable people who you already have a relationship with. So we do tap into those, and part of the invitation system is that you can send invitations to subscribe to new posts to those email addresses that are already in your database. You can send it to people who have commented more than 5 times or more than 10 times or whatever, or who have commented in the last couple of days or the last couple of weeks or maybe just the last year. So you can kind of fine-tune who you want to send a nice email invitation to, and the invite goes out and it's like, hey, I'm starting a new subscription service. You've been engaged before. If you want to subscribe to my new posts, reply to this email and we'll add you to the thing. So you can reach out to your existing email addresses that you already have. You can get new addresses through our opt-in system. And then there's a ton of importers and migrators for MailPoet, MailChimp, Jetpack, Subscribe to Comments, Reload It, kind of imports for everything. So the first thing is we try to get you some email addresses and a whole bunch of them. We do it in very ethical ways. We're kind of sticklers about spam. We have to be. And so there's no single opt-in. Everything's a double opt-in. It's very, very, very locked down. It's actually kind of really hard to get people into your database to get them to subscribe to your site with Postmatic. They've got to really want to. And
we do it's easy to, yeah, I mean, it's hard to bulk load people. So we do a lot of checks on bulk loading people. It's easy for people once they decide to. They do have to opt in, but that's a pretty big process.
But spam's a big deal for us because, well, we'll talk about why in a little bit.
Is that reminder, that invitation as you call it, is that something that happens multiple times or just once when they leave the comment?
That doesn't happen. The invitation to subscribe to new posts doesn't happen when they leave a comment.
Okay, so that's a secondary option based on the database that you pull as these comments compile, right?
Yeah, if once in a while you want to reach out to your existing commenters to be like, hey, you want new posts, it makes it easy to do that.
Okay.
But there is one of the opt-in box options is to, when somebody leaves a comment, then show them the opt-in box and say, hey, do you want to subscribe while you're at it?
That's right. Yeah. And that one's actually pretty smart because we realized, obviously, they're giving you a name and email address already. So you can turn on an opt-in that as soon as they publish their comment, it pops up a box like, hey, you want to subscribe to the site? And their name and email is already filled in because we've already set a cookie. And so they just have to have one more click to subscribe then to your content.
So in that sense, I'm trying to just kind of wrap my head around this a little bit. So what you've done is you've made it so that every page is basically containing an opt-in form in terms of subscribing to the newsletter already built in intrinsically within the comments.
Sure, yeah. We take advantage of that form that's already there.
Great.
There's also a sidebar widget and different opt-ins and integrations with Caldera forms and various form packages. And there's a million ways you can get people to subscribe.
Does it also you mentioned a number of different platforms that it happens to, you know, rendezvous with in terms of integration. Does it use Infusionsoft as well?
It does not use Infusionsoft. We have a really simple API, subscribe and unsubscribe API, that's published on our site, on our documentation site at docs.gopostmatic.com. We haven't had buy-in from any of the big opt-in packages yet, Infusionsoft or Opt-in Monster or SumoMe. Thrive Lead-Ins, I believe, are working on an integration right now. I think Bloom is working on one too, but we haven't actually seen them materialize yet. So that's why we built our own opt-in package just 2 months ago. We weren't getting buy-in from anyone. We're like, well, time to build our own.
And have you considered integrating also with services like Zapier?
That already happens because we use native WordPress users. So you can already kind of do interesting things with Zapier.
Okay.
But let's continue about what we do.
Sure.
So the first thing is...
Well, hold on. I just wanted to comment, pun intended. But I think this is when you talk about the user experience and how you're trying to tap in and use the form that's already there, aka the comment form. And then when they leave a comment on that post, that's when you get an opt-in box and their information's already filled out and ask them, hey, would you like to subscribe to receive more posts? To me, that actually seems like a timely and good user experience to introduce that opt-in box instead of, let's say, on so many of these other websites, you either get it as soon as you go to the page, as soon as you get halfway down the post, you get it in all these times that I don't want to see it because I'm still in the process of trying to read the content of that post. So I think this is a really smart way of going about it. I like this.
Thank you. We wanted to grab them while they were engaged. You know, they're engaged. Their mind is on your content and on your site at that point.
And that's also the idea of letting them reply to the email, because when somebody's in their email box looking at your content, they're engaged then too, and they can reply right away. And they're totally in control of that situation. And that's the experience that people take a little while to get used to and then start to really like.
Mm-hmm. So once we have all these email addresses, we then, and this is probably the most controversial part of our plugin, we then make sure your content gets delivered in an exceptionally nice way to those email addresses. So for anybody who has opted in to subscribe to posts on your site, we then deliver your posts, you know, just the same way Subscribe To or Jetpack subscriptions does, or MailPoet. We deliver your posts as soon as you hit publish. And the big differences here from other plugins that are available in this space are twofold. One is we jump through a lot of hoops to make sure that your post, as far as you've laid it out, looks perfect in email. So we do a lot of magic with converting the HTML, converting your CSS, running inlining on everything, and make it so that your total post formatting holds up in email. It's wrapped in a template that is configurable with a header area, and then your content below that, featured image, of course, also, and then a footer area that you can assign native WordPress widgets to. So you could put recent posts or recent comments or about this author or related posts or whatever you want in the widget area. So a little slice of your website essentially gets delivered to 4,000 people's inboxes who may not otherwise have seen that content unless they happen to subscribe via RSS or visit your site on a frequent basis. So we deliver content in an exceptionally beautiful template that's fully mobile, fully responsive, mobile ready. And the second big difference is while after they read the content, they can just reply right from their phone or their watch or whatever they happen to be. It actually works on Apple Watch quite nicely, our template. And you can reply to leave a comment. So you can do, so here's the second thing. We get your email addresses and then we deliver your content. So when it comes in, there's two actions that a user can take. They can reply to add a comment, and when they do, they're subscribed then to further comments on that post. The second thing is they could just reply with a blank reply or with the command subscribe to just subscribe to the comments without having to leave one. So as soon as they do send in a comment, and it's just a native WordPress comment, it goes through the standard moderation and spam filters and everything that come with native commenting, post to your site, and anybody else that leaves a comment you'll then get a nice notification that they left a comment. And our comment notifications are kind of a step above what's out there been previously as well, that there's full conversational context. It's a really beautiful template. It shows you the new comment. It shows you the comment in its place within the larger context of the conversation. It gives you a little post recap. So if you get a comment notification for a post you were talking about 9 months ago, you know, it gives you the title, it gives you the featured image, the excerpt. Hey, here's what people were talking about. Here's what you said, and then here's what this person said in response to you. So this is number three, is after we deliver your content, we make sure people talk about it, and they talk about it thoroughly, and they talk about it for a very long time. And this is the big part, is growing engagement. So we've noticed, we've been running for long enough to kind of have some interesting data about what the ability to engage in a WordPress-based conversation via email, what it actually ends up looking like a while. So two things we notice happening. The first is the number of comments almost across the board, of course, go up. In some circumstances, they go up with insane numbers. Danny Brown published a piece last week on WordPress Cube, on WP Cube, with some really cool charts about his comment growth. But it's like 270% increase over the last 7 months. And not only do the number of comments usually go up pretty significantly, but the quality of the comments is largely different. You know, people are writing from their inboxes. They're very comfortable. They're not worried about their browser crashing. They might be bored and on the train, on their phone, whatever. And so we get these really long, thorough, interesting comments that happen. Not very many one-liners. It's just like people having really nice conversations. So that we've seen across the board, which has been pretty exceptional. And then, of course, because the subscriptions are so good, and this isn't exclusive to Postmatic, any comment subscription plugin, you know, the conversation keeps going longer because you might get a notification for a comment about a comment that you were talking about a post months ago. So number three is we get people really talking about your stuff. And then the fourth is to try to add some value to all of this. There's, you know, the tangible value that comes out of it is, sorry, I was just looking at Danny Brown's chart. It gets me excited.
Yeah, so much fun with that thing.
The tangible value, other than increase in comments, is there's a few. Well, one, we look at monetization. And because there for some of our users, there is a hit in page views. You're delivering your content. And people might not be hitting your site because they can read the full post comfortably where they are. So for some of our users, you do get a hit in page views, at least in the short term. It usually actually recovers because your larger growth as a brand or as a destination on the web increases. And so like Danny Brown saw an initial loss of you know 15% of traffic, and now his traffic is higher than it ever was before he even ran us, because he's really built up his blog as a destination for conversation about the topics he publishes on. He's kind of a lifestyle blogger, and so we're looking at monetization right now. The first thing that we do is we've worked with SkimLinks. For people who are into affiliate marketing and affiliate blogging, that if you're using SkimLinks, your SkimLinks will stay intact on your posts when they go out over email. So you continue monetizing those links even in the inbox, which does a lot for people's bottom lines. It's kind of significant when you think that you're reaching people where they are and your affiliate marketing links are staying intact in their inboxes. That's had a really big impact for a couple of our clients. And a couple of our premium users. And the second is we're working with a couple of large ad networks right now to support embedding ads via the native WordPress widget support that's in our template, so that if you're already using
a large
ad network, we're not going to put ads in anybody's email.
I'm already whipping up a ad blocker for Thunderbird.
Yeah, Jeff, I can't believe you use Thunderbird, by the way. We're going to talk about that.
Yeah, thanks a lot. I like it. I like it, by the way, sir.
Good for you. This has caused me a lot of long nights.
Well, now it's all worth it, right?
Yeah. Hey, I got to tell you, the comment templating and the post templating looks great in Thunderbird.
That took me so much work. Thunderbird. There's a couple of our blog posts about it. I think one is just called "I Hate Thunderbird." So value. So obviously monetary value. You can run ads. You can do skim links. And the other is you just become a resource. You know, I mean, people's brands have just really shot up because they're hosting these amazing conversations on their blogs. And just by having that there, it can do a lot for raising your engagement level and your value of your blog. And of course, lots of comments does a lot for your SEO as well. So the more comments you've got, you can see some pretty significant gains in SEO, especially if a post continues to be alive for a long time. So that's the four things. Get your email addresses, deliver your content, raise your engagement, and help you monetize or get some value out of that one way or another.
And, you know, while the ads make me a little nervous, too, I'm also looking forward to just seeing what somebody like Danny Brown, and who has a lot of integrity and his stuff is interesting to me, which is why I subscribe to them in the first place. I'm interested in seeing how that works out.
And, well, I just want to make one comment just based on the concept as a whole. And as a digital marketer, I try and pay attention to psyche and space and things like that. But I think you guys are onto something in terms of, as you mentioned, not only the engagement level, but the longer form content and responses that the users would leave you. And the psyche of that is that you've taken them off of that little tiny box within the comment section and placed it into a place, which is email, where they're used to doing long, formal letters and not just 140 characters or trolling or just saying, yeah, that's cool. And, you know, it changes their mindset because it changes that environment in which they're communicating to you. So I think...
We temporarily lost him. Sometimes that happens, but that's just because he's so excited about it.
You lost me, really?
Yeah, you cut out just for a little bit.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, but we got the gist of it. Thank you, Marcus. Yeah, it's made a huge impact for those very reasons, that the conversations are richer and deeper and more well thought out, and that's really nice to see. I'm not a social media hater, but I'm kind of a social media hermit, and I've just never really had that thorough or engaging of conversations on social media platforms. And maybe it has to do with pushing 40, but I love the letter and the written word.
Yeah, I hear you. This summer I took 3 months off of Facebook, and I got to say, I was happier for it.
Wow.
And it's just nice in your inbox. You know, that's your time. You're in control. You can save a draft if you want to. There's just a lot of little things that sort of add up to that different experience.
One of the neat things also is that you can add content to these emails via, I think you support short codes, and some of the embedded audio, the OEmbed stuff in WordPress, actually shows up within the content within these emails when they get sent out. Those are two really nice features instead of seeing, I don't know, you know, blocks of code or something.
Yeah, we have certain short codes that we've whitelisted, meaning we've evaluated that plugin is going to generate markup that's going to hold up well in email, and maybe on our end we've done some work to make sure the CSS is going to look good as well. So we've got a series of plugins that we've kind of whitelisted. You know, lots of the recipe plugins are really popular. We support most all of those, and we're happy to evaluate and add others. So if any Postmatic users are out there and wish that we would work better with TablePress or whatever it is you're using, just let us know. It's really easy for us to add support for those.
So you guys, Postmatic, is sending out a ton of emails. It's all based around email. So what services are you using to handle all this email and to make sure that it doesn't get caught up in people's spam filters?
Sure. Well, this I can tell you about free versus premium now.
Okay.
So, because that's the difference. So the free version, if you're on the free plan, we're not sending your email. Your email's going out over the mail service that comes with your ISP or your web host. So if you're on GoDaddy and you want to try sending a post to 2,000 subscribers, well, you know, good luck. It'll go out over a few days. And so that's the first big difference is the free plan, the mail's going out through your ISP. If you're just using Postmatic for commenting, comment subscriptions often don't add up to a gazillion emails, and sometimes you can get away with it. On the premium plan, we take care of sending all of the emails. So we didn't want to mess around here because sending mail from ISP to ISP is or web host to web host is just a crapshoot. So we wanted to offer a solution that just works for everybody, regardless of if you're on a $3 a month host or not. So on the premium plan, we take care of sending all of the mail, and we send it through primarily Mailgun, and some of it goes through Mandrill as well. So Mailgun is owned by Rackspace, enterprise level web mail sending, and Mandrill's is owned by MailChimp. So we've got them both lined up, and we route different messages in different ways depending on network traffic and who you are and all of those things. But we've got them both lined up, which is nice redundancy to have as well. So on the premium plan, we send all your posts. We also send all of your comments. We send your invitations. On both plans, the replies all do come back in to our servers, and then we post them back over the WordPress API as comments. So that's the first difference between free and premium. The second large difference is the free plan, the new post delivery, post notifications and comment notifications are pretty much on par with Jetpack. They're stripped down HTML. They hold up. They look pretty decent. You can read the content. You know, the post is delivered. It's pretty much what people have been used to for a long time. So the free plan, we just try to keep our features on par with what else is out there on the free plan. Still offer a very good experience.
And I think it's also worth mentioning that, do you have any type of migration scripts or systems in place to say, you know, maybe they have been using Jetpack subscriptions and they want to transfer all of those subscriptions to receive posts in their inbox to Postmatic? Is there a way to do that?
One click, buddy. Yes. So we do have a one-click importer for Jetpack new post subscriptions. We do not have an importer for Jetpack comment subscriptions. Those are a lot harder to get access to. So there's a document on our docs site about a best practice for migrating from Jetpack comment notifications. It's actually, we have a pretty good solution for it, but it's not strictly an importer.
And I wanted to remind listeners that there, two of my favorite features about what Postmatic does, and this is really cool, is the fact that it's not a third-party commenting system. It uses native WordPress comments, the comments that are made and through the email inbox as if somebody were right there on your site using the native WordPress comment box, which I think is cool. And also you guys use the user system within WordPress. So even that is native. So like, let's say someone subscribes to the site, they'll automatically create a new user on that WordPress site with a subscriber role. That way you keep everything in your database. You own your content. It's not going or being hosted by another service. And I think those are very key things to take note of, because on so many of these other websites and services, they're the ones hosting your email addresses, and they're being held, you know, in a third-party location instead of you being able to have that all in your database on your local site.
Right. Yeah, we're really, really big on spam and privacy and data ownership. And in fact, if you go to gopostmatic.com/privacy, we have a very, very thorough, very nice privacy policy that I encourage anybody who's wondering about how all this works to read. And there's a TLDR on there as well, which basically is like, hey, it's you own your content and you own your users, and we've got nothing to do with it. We're just a fancy mail service.
And is there any social integration at all in terms of sometimes, you know, you've got those plugins out there that do, you know, you can log in with Facebook and make a comment or Twitter or whatever. Do you integrate with that as well?
Sure. I mean, it's, you know, you're still using the comment template that came with your theme.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So it plays well with any other comment plugins. You can use WordPress Social Login or One All Social Login or any of those. You know, whatever you've got set up on your current site now will continue to work. Comment Love, you know, any comment plugins. We don't by default touch your comment template at all, except to insert the one little checkbox that says,
sure,
I want to have further comment notifications sent to my inbox or whatever you want it to say. Wow. So yeah, we're compatible with anything.
Yeah, I really set out from early on to want to do things the WordPress way, for that very reason, that the more we rely on WordPress for what it already does well, like user management and all that stuff, then better we'll integrate with other plugins who also have that philosophy.
Well, I'm with you there, because I've been trying to make my own website more of a central focus than trying to use my social properties. So I want to use my social properties as an arrow that typically points to my site rather than mm-hmm. the other way around.
Yeah.
So I'm all in on this one. I think I'm going to go for the premium right out of the gate.
Hey, thanks.
And woohoo! One more.
We made $9. So the a sidebar on that, Marcus, actually is social login. So we're all about kind of solving old problems. We keep finding ourselves solving old WordPress problems, you know, comment notifications onward. And social login is still kind of a big problem in our eyes. And WordPress social login is a pretty nice plugin, but it's very infrequently updated, and the APIs on these services change all the time. And so we're tackling that one next, actually. We're going to be releasing Postmatic Social in the next week or two, which is our own super lightweight social login plugin.
Great.
And it takes a different approach that actually nobody's taken yet, which all of the social login plugins, they're very heavy duty, and they're a login plugin. They create a user, and then they log you in as that user. And, you know, unless you've taken steps, you get the WordPress admin bar across the top of your screen and all this kind of crazy confusion. We're not dealing with that. We're not dealing with user accounts. All we're doing is we're authenticating with your social network. We're going to roll out support for Twitter, Facebook, Google+, LinkedIn, and Pinterest out of the box. And we just authenticate. We grab your name. We grab your email address. We set a WordPress cookie on your browser. And then the comment form is yours. So it's just like a very, very quick one click, you know, not even a second. Just grab the stuff, set the cookie, and then off you go. So that's the approach we're going to take to it. And that should be coming out very shortly.
Excellent. I'm looking forward to that.
So there's a free version of Postmatic that people could try, and they could try out the comment system and subscriptions, but there's also a, you know, there's the premium, but I've noticed that the premium plan is $9. However, that's the pre-launch special. How long is that going to be around?
That's probably another 2 months or so. So okay. That's in place until we bring the product to really where we've wanted to be, which is what we're working on right now with 2.0. And once we hit 2.0 later this fall, we're going to kind of consider things done. We've had a really, really rapid pace development for a year now. And if you look at our change log, which I was reviewing the other day, it's kind of insane. And so we're going to bring it to 2.0, and at that point, the large development's going to slow down for a little while, I think. And then we're at the same time, we'll be rolling out variable pricing. And the pricing's going to be dependent upon what kind of blogger you are. You daily blogger, weekly blogger, monthly blogger, and that combined with, you know, what's kind of the size of your audience. We want to recognize that lots of people don't use us for delivering posts. They just want to use us for commenting, and that's fine. So we'll have some price points for that. But for folks who are using the full package of delivering posts and commenting on top of that, there'll be variable pricing, much in the neighborhood of MailChimp, for based on how frequent and how large is your list.
So is Postmatic a bootstrap service / company, or are you guys receiving, do you have VC funding backing?
We're bootstrapped. So we did websites for a long time. And when we decided we wanted to do this, we really started saving money for about a year to try to take like 6 or 7 months off to build something that took a year and a year and a few months to build. So we did bootstrap ourselves, and we're still doing client work. I mean, that's half my day right now, is still supporting these WordPress sites that we built 2 years ago.
So you're in that magical trying to transition phase of, yeah, you have this really cool thing that you're working on now that you really want to spend all your time and energy on, but in order to fund it, you got to still do the client work on this side.
Right. Got to bill a couple hours every day, at least, you know. And so we are largely bootstrapped. We have taken on a small bit of private, I wish I could call it investment, it's just loans.
well, loan is better than debt, you know, I suppose.
A loan is better than debt, but you know, I keep having all these friends who take on investment that they never have to magically pay back. That sounds better.
Those sound like friends I want to meet.
But we have taken out a little bit of money in the last 6 months or so to kind of, because we had this, you know, this really nice reception and really nice growth. And
yeah, the reception has been a big part of it and kept us enthusiastic. And it's, you know, it helps a lot to hear that people really love what you're building, what you're doing.
Oh, that's awesome.
And to hear that from the WordPress community and, you know, our clients and users, having some clients, I think, keeps you honest and keeps you looking at it from the user side as well, and makes us really want to make it something that will thrive in the long term.
Yeah. Did you see what Todd McFarlane tweeted about us today?
No, I did not.
He tweeted, we announced a plugin, which we released this morning, actually, another one called Postmatic, called Crowd Control, which we'll talk about later, I'm sure. But we released it, and Tom retweeted it and said, this was the best thing anybody's said about us yet. He said, these guys kind of own WordPress commenting right now.
Yeah, Tom.
Yeah, well, Tom. There are things afoot that I would have to agree with. I'd have to agree with that based on some things I know and some plugins I'm using right now that you guys have created. However, we're running almost close to an hour long. So what I want to invite you guys to do, I want to invite you guys on maybe in a few weeks, and I want to really hammer the discussion about WordPress comments, the comment system in general, and I want to talk about the different ways and plugins that you guys have created that are, so far, from what I've seen, are really cool ways of trying to tackle the problems that are WordPress comments.
Yeah, sure. I would love to talk. Are we going for an hour or are we going longer?
We generally, you know, the interview's gone for about an hour now. Marcus and I still got to talk about the news, so I don't want to go too much longer.
We just got started, Jeff.
I know. That's the thing. But
shouldn't have rambled.
I think we, a large majority, I at least wanted to cover and give the audience an introduction to Postmatic and maybe get some people out there, some listeners, to at least try out the free plan. I mean, it's free. You can see the emails for yourself, how it works, and the templating, and how it looks when people get subscriptions to post via your inbox. So hopefully I get a couple listeners out there to at least try it out. And I'm using it on the Tavern, and I got to say, it's pretty darn nifty.
Thanks. Yeah, there's a 2-week free trial of Premium. You really got to try Premium to kind of get the full picture of how cool it is. And then if you don't like it, you can still stick with free and use it for however long you want. We wanted to make a serious contribution to WordPress commenting, and now we've made about 6 of them. But that's where we started.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah. And WordPress definitely needs some help in the commenting area, which I'll be writing more about in the Tavern here in the next few days. Marcus, anything awesome that you want to ask or bring up or mention before we wrap it up here with the Postmatic guys?
Well, I just think that this is a great tool to use for both the marketer on their own website. Often on a few of my marketing sites, I turn comments off because they're just a pain to manage. And it sounds like this is a better solution in terms of controlling the quality of the comments and the frequency in which people come back. And then also, I look at this from a capability standpoint as a developer and a designer, that you can implement these features on client work and give them all of these same talking points in terms of growing their business and engaging with their customers and their user base and being able to give them product briefings and advertisements and specials and promos that are going on. So there's value in multiple facets within the entire system. And I look forward to, guys, the next time that you come on and we talk about more of a breadth of all of the different plugins that you've created. Maybe we can work on maybe a roadmap or something like that and how they can all connect together and what the overall benefits would be for both the site owner and for developers.
Sure, yeah. I should briefly plug, if you are looking to overhaul your comment system, Postmatic is a great place to start, and our large company sister plugin is called Epoch, Epoch, which is free and in the repo as well. And you probably want to check that out if you're looking to do something better with your commenting.
Yes, you do.
Definitely do.
I'm using it on the Tavern as well, and that's a pretty kick-ass plugin as well. So far, everything you guys have created is pretty kick-ass, so you better find a way to keep that momentum up.
We're doing our best. It's been awesome to get a little nudge from you guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thanks so much.
So before we wrap it up here, maybe you could tell us, are there any special bomb-dropping features that people really going to appreciate or should look forward to within the next, I don't know, few weeks for Postmatic?
Well, the big 2.0 feature a little bit more than a few weeks, maybe a month or two
out. Don't commit to a time frame. We all know what happens in software when you commit.
Hey, when you work with Dylan Kuhn, you can commit to time frames.
Just take whatever he says and triple it.
He's a machine. So triple this. The big feature in 2.0 is support for digests and newsletters.
Good.
So instead of just sending posts as they're published, you could configure a digest that's based on time, either a daily or a weekly or a monthly or whatever you want.
Is that going to kind of make little columns and rows of the different posts that you've had?
Oh, yeah, it's cool. It's very, very nice. Title, excerpt, featured image for each post, a newsletter area at the top with a WYSIWYG to put in whatever you want. And the really cool feature about this that I love, sorry, Jeff, is you get the digest. Let's say you've got 7 posts in the digest. For each, you have a title and a featured image and an excerpt. And you have 2 little links, one to read it online and one to send it to me. You click the send it to me. We wrap up the post and the conversation as it's happened at that point and zap it to your inbox. You archive the digests. All the posts that you've wanted to read along with the full conversation to that point are already waiting for you in your inbox. So you can just kind of accept delivery of the ones you want, and then you reply to any of them to jump into the conversation. It's going to be pretty cool.
What? Seriously? That's awesome.
Oh, you just got a what moment from Mark, so that's good.
For $9, I can get this. Wow.
You could, yeah.
I love this because this is one of my biggest hang-ups. I don't mind posting in terms of, on my own site. But when it comes to now I got to go to MailChimp and now I got to hook things together, now I got to kind of I've seen the digests that MailChimp does out of the RSS. They're lame. They're terrible. No one would read that. And so this takes that all out of the equation in terms of the newsletter once you get that launched.
Mm-hmm. Totally. Yeah, it takes MailChimp right out. And a couple of competing plugins that are in the WordPress ecosystem as well. The ability to jump in the conversation is really what kind of throws it over the top. So that's going to be nice. So the other big feature there that I'm excited about is in any of those posts that you then get delivered where it shows maybe the 20 comments that have happened, you can reply to leave a new top-level comment, or you can click on, there'll be a little reply link under each comment in the thread. So if you find a specific comment you want to reply to, you can click that reply link. It'll open a new email message in your client. Type your reply, and you only reply to that single person.
That's wow. Very cool and important because it would be very annoying for someone like me, like the site administrator, to go through the comments and see one that should have been down here, but because they couldn't see its place within the email, it's way up here, out of the conversation.
Yeah. So you'll be able to really pinpoint exactly where you want to insert yourself in the conversation. Your phone.
Is it completely white label as well in terms of there's no branding on your end at all?
There's one little thing in the footer that says delivered by Postmatic, which probably by the time we hit 2.0, we'll take out, but we've used it as it's probably gotten us more traction than anything for right now. But there's one little link that says sent by WordPress Tavern, delivered by Postmatic.
And I think it's given you the most traction because maybe people are, especially established discussion bases on various websites, maybe the site administrator installed Postmatic, and now all of a sudden, instead of seeing the default WordPress emails for comments, they're seeing this beautiful-looking template, and they're wondering, what the hell is making this beautiful-looking template? Oh, it's Postmatic.
Postmatic, yeah.
Well, and it must be working for you.
Yeah, and lots of people get these beautiful posts in their inbox, and they're like, geez, how do they send this, So
yeah.
So, yeah. We'll take it out.
WordPress is really doing great. Look at these beautiful comment email. Oh, wait, that's from Postmatic.
So, really, this is the first email system dedicated, email, newsletter, commenting, however you want to wrap it, built for WordPress users.
It's definitely the first inbound email commenting plugin for WordPress. It's, maybe I don't know my stuff, but I don't think there's any fully email reply enabled commenting system for any platform. Discuss kind of does it just for administrators.
Right.
But and WordPress.com maybe kind of does it if you jump through some hoops, but certainly not at the full user level either. So this is the only full email commenting system in the world that I know of, and it's wonderfully free for anybody running WordPress. I think it's a huge win for WordPress. Like, nobody has this except WordPress. It's cool.
Right. Well, things like MailChimp and iContact and Constant Contact and all the rest of them, they're not built for WordPress. They're built for, you know, mom and pop shops and whatever, you know.
And they're not built for engagement. They're one-way streets. We're all about conversations and engagement, and we're not about delivery. We're about getting things back.
Wow. That's great.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't.
You know, I think you guys, Postmatic, may have gotten the first ever, and I don't know, maybe the last ever. What? From Marcus.
I've never done that.
I've never heard him say that on the show when he's heard somebody discuss features on their product.
We'll have to go through the recording and put that out.
Yeah, put that on the. That could be my second.
My
second quote. Put it in the header of in the repository, would you please? What? By Marcus Couch.
So, thanks. I just want to say thanks a lot, guys, for joining us on the show. Enjoyed you guys walking us through Postmatic, everything it has to offer, and I'm pretty excited to see what you guys come out with next, especially as it relates to WordPress comments. So before we go here, Jason, sort of give us a heads up as to how we can keep in touch with you.
Sure.
Via the social medias.
We have a blog. So our blog is at gopostmatic.com/blog. We are on Twitter at gopostmatic. And I think that's about it. But there's this great plugin on our blog that you can subscribe via and then get our news right in your inbox. It's pretty sweet.
Yeah, figures. But what if I want to follow you personally? What if I want to know what Jason had for breakfast?
Oh, man.
Still blogging about your garden?
You got to come to Vermont. If you want to know what I had for breakfast, the only way you would know what I had is if you ate it with me.
Actually, that's probably better off that way.
And
what about you, Dylan? Got any social medias that we can kind of follow you? Maybe you can leak screenshots of cool features that we can see.
Oh, let's see. I got the profile on WordPress.org. My Twitter handle is Dylan Kuhn, KUHN. On Twitter, but you'll see mostly Postmatic stuff there. If you want to see my outdoor stuff, you can go to cyberhobo.net, and that's my forever...
Oh, man, that's a cool domain name.
That's the B2 blog, and that's been around forever and has pictures of cool Nevada and California outdoor stuff.
You're saying it still runs on B2?
It started on B2.
Oh, okay. I was going to say,
yeah,
wow.
If somebody could still have B2 running, that would be an accomplishment.
I bet it's out there. So Dylan's other claim to fame is he runs a very cool co-working space in Reno called the Reno Collective.
Yeah, I'm sitting in the Reno Collective on 1st and Arlington.
Yeah.
So hello from the Truckee River.
Yeah, nice. Anybody looking for a working space in Reno, go check that place out. It's pretty amazing.
Awesome. Well, thanks again, fellas, for coming on the show. I'll link everything up here in the show notes. All the best to you, and I can't wait to see what 2.0 has when it rolls out.
Thanks so much.
Thanks a lot for having us, Steph. I appreciate it, and thanks for giving us a try on the tavern.
No problem. I'll take care, guys.
All right, see ya.
Bye-bye.
So that was Jason Lemieux and Dylan Kuhn of Postmatic, a really, really cool service. And, that's just awesome. When you can get Marcus to go, what? You know, because it just sounds so cool. He has no idea what just hit him. I think, you're on to something good there. So, Marcus, yeah. I mean, before the show, have you heard of Postmatic? Or
no.
Are you at least intrigued now to give it a try?
I'm very intrigued. And it's a solution that I think I'm going to use on my own personal site because I've been in this quandary of getting enough time to get a newsletter going, and what do I put in it that's different from what I would typically post? By the time I'm done posting, I'm spent. You know, I don't want to go back and summarize things for a newsletter. And once that newsletter part comes out, once all the social stuff comes out, man, you're going to see a lot of activity from me on my personal site because I know that those loudspeakers going out via email and encouraging all of that interaction will be in place.
And you're not having to do all these things on maybe three or four different services and sending out emails and newsletters via here, and here. Everything comes back to your one site, which is the key. You're putting all your time and effort into one place, but yet you're able to take care of all these different segments and markets and these people that are, you know, making comments and subscribing, and you end up getting your emails to your newsletter and everything else.
And also, it's a pain to be mobile and have to comment back and read your comments and things like that on your own site. Even with the WordPress app, it's a pain. And to be able to just open up my inbox now on my phone or my pad or whatever and look at the comments and actually interact with those via my email editor, that's huge.
I know what you're going to do now. You're going to take a break from Facebook, from Twitter, from WordPress, from the internet, and just rely on email.
No, you can't do that, unfortunately, yeah, as a marketer. But you got to go where the audience is. But the thing is now with the social aspects coming back into play, I can now put things on my main site and then link to them on Facebook and on Twitter, and then know that on the other end of that, it's not only encouraging that community participation, but it also has a fish hook to it, which tries to get them to sign up to what it is that I have to offer, and that's big.
And it does so in a way that respects users' privacy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And done in a properly formatted way that's very user-friendly to the WordPress administrator. And so it's flipped every switch for me.
Awesome. Glad to hear that. So before we get to your plugin picks of the week, I did want to get people updated on a couple different news items because, well, they haven't heard from us in 2 weeks. So, you know, something's had to have happened in the WordPress community within the past 2 weeks. And there's news. Guess what, Marcus? Yes. We are one step closer to having flying cars merged into WordPress.
I can't wait.
And flying cars being the WordPress REST API. So Ryan McHugh, who is one of the lead project leads for the WordPress REST API, has published the first official proposal to merge the API into WordPress Core, and this was on the Make WordPress Core blog. And the proposal outlines what the API is, why it's needed, the integration plan, and what could possibly happen after the merge. So essentially, the plan calls for the integration in two stages. The first is the infrastructure, which is the code that's responsible for, you know, this is techie stuff, but routing requests and handling the meta layer of the API, doing things of that nature. And what this will do is allow developers to start building upon it and start migrating their existing code. And the plan would be to merge this part of the API in WordPress 4.4. Now, in WordPress 4.5, the plan is to merge in the endpoints, and the endpoints are considered the more complex of the two because they're responsible for mapping data from the external JSON format to the internal data structures and vice versa. So in other words, the endpoints are essentially the bridges of communication between WordPress and external applications. It's where most of the work happens in the API. So the reason why, since they're more complex, they want to allow core developers and committers and reviewers more time to review the code that goes into these endpoints. So that's why the plan would be to only merge those into WordPress 4.5. So there's all kinds of crazy stuff in this proposal. It's really cool. This is the first sort of real one of those glimpses where you can sort of see the light at the end of the tunnel. I know a lot of developers were happy to see this proposal out there. Now, it's not finalized, it's just a proposal, so they need your comments, questions, and opinions, and the post is still available there on the Make Core website blog, which we'll link up to in the show notes, but if everything goes according to plan, which it's open source software, so, you know, it's guaranteed to go according to plan, but we could see the REST API merged into WordPress sometime in 2016, and that would be pretty darn cool if that happened.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward to that a lot. And I want to make mention, too, of a resource that was just released out into the ether, which is a new kind of REST API guide that Torque, I'm sorry to bring up a competitor.
Oh, Josh Pollack.
Yeah, Josh just put this manual out, or guide, as far as REST API. I think it's like 60 pages or something like that. I just barely looked at it today at lunch on my phone, just a little bit, the PDF. But I highly encourage anybody that's out there that wants to see more of an example of what the REST API can do and how to access it and how to manipulate it. That's a very good guide. So we'll put a link to that in the show notes.
Yeah, I think WP Engine actually sponsored Josh to write that book, and it's a collection of everything he's written up to this point, of course, with edits and updates. It covers everything about the REST API, and he is one of the people, one of the few people who's been constantly on board writing consistently about this API, how it's used, how you can use it, different use cases, all on the Torque website, and they've all been fantastic articles. So now instead of looking for all those articles, all that information is summed up into one book over there at, I guess you can get it at Torque Mag, right?
Yep, .io.
All right, and yep, I'll be sure to link to it in the show notes. And they're not a competitor. They're I don't look as anybody in the WordPress space as competitors. We're all friends.
Yeah.
Maybe. but I wanted to talk about something that's really cool, and that is this the HeroPress project. And the HeroPress project was created by Topher DeRosa, and he's the one maintaining it. And it's a site where people send in inspirational surveys that, or not surveys, but essays that really tell their story about how they've gotten involved in WordPress and how it's inspired them and what they're doing now and opportunities that have opened up because of that. And there's been essays published from the U.S. and India. And I think recently Topher said that he's got five essays coming up from, or a couple of essays coming up from five different countries. So it's just worldwide. It's really cool to get these different perspectives about WordPress from all over the world. Well, Topher wrote this post on the HeroPress site where he talks about the subtle impacts the site is having on the various WordPress communities in India. So it's really cool because one of the league organizers of WordCamp Pune, which was in India, which happened about just shortly before we went on vacation here, about 2 weeks ago, it sort of inspired their speaker selection for that event. So instead of, let's say, just doing a presentation on something, they've encouraged their speakers to tell stories because stories make more sense than presentations. And a lot of people in India, HeroPress is getting a lot of traffic from India, and I guess after speaking with a number of Indians, Topher found out that they don't feel as though their WordPress communities get the respect that maybe they, you know, that they feel that they deserve. But with all these different essays and posts being written from Indians on the HeroPress website, they're starting to feel like, okay, now people are seeing us, people are starting to respect us, and they're really getting behind this HeroPress project so that people can see sort of inside what's going on in the Indian WordPress community. So I just wanted to say a big shout-out to Topher. I hope you keep up the great work with HeroPress, and I just think it's fantastic that a website that publishes inspirational surveys can have these types of impacts on people all over the world.
I agree. It's the community is getting larger and larger in geographic terms, but closer and closer in terms of our engagement with each other. So, you know, I was following the Pune project that the, what was it? It wasn't a Kickstarter. I think it was a GoFundMe or something like that.
Yeah, there's GoFundMe to get Topher to go there.
And I feel that that concept is great. I mean, imagine just being an ambassador sort of with WordPress and going overseas and going to do a lot of these different conferences to some of these remote locations that, you know, these guys wouldn't get a chance to talk to you otherwise and ask all the, these different questions. So I do agree that India does get a bad rap in terms of the quality, I guess, of the, what they produce in WordPress. Oftentimes you have to understand that these guys are, you know, getting paid $10 to make a website in terms of outsourcing and stuff. So it's, you know, you have to take that with a grain of salt. But I've seen a ton of really excellent WordPress productions done in India, including some of their major media sites. So they do deserve the respect that they're asking for.
Absolutely, I agree. And to round out this week's news stories, now I haven't really talked about this story too much because, you know, it involves legalese and some things like that, but there's a fellow by the name of Jeff Yablon, and he's commonly known as The Answer Guy. I think he has a domain, answerguy.com. And for a while, earlier this year, even in December of last year, he created this website called WordPressHelpers.com, and it was a website aimed at helping people with WordPress. It had links to different services where he could help you or coach you or train you. And at one point he asked for a GoFundMe campaign where he ended up, I don't know if he ended up with any money out of that. But the crux of the issue is he created a website called WordPressHelpers.com, and you're not allowed, per the domain guidelines from the WordPress Foundation, you're not allowed to use WordPress in your top-level domain name. It's a trademark infringement. And apparently, Jeff Yablon thought that the guidelines were just that, guidelines. They weren't law, so he decided to continue using it and, in fact, initiated a case with the trademark United States Postal or Patent and Trademark Board, filed an opposition to possibly have the word mark revoked. And he was challenging that. And there's a lot of events that took place between him and the foundation. Eventually, the WordPress Foundation, in response to his opposition to their trademark, filed a lawsuit against him for trademark infringement. And there's been some back and forth over the past month or so. And as it turns out, both Yablon and the WordPress Foundation have officially settled out of court. Now, Yablon has a few obligations he has to take care of, including transferring the domains, all of the WordPress trademark infringing domains over to the WordPress Foundation. He also can't, obviously, infringe on any more of the WordPress trademarks that the Foundation has registered. Now, the WordPress Foundation has a couple of obligations, like they've chosen to, I sort of think this is a nice gesture in a way, but they will redirect all of his domains to a domain of his choosing for 6 months. So I think that's rather nice of them, and you know, in terms of everything that's gone down. And they will file a stipulated request to withdraw its opposition and its lawsuit case in the Northern District of California. And both parties will have to just pay their own attorney and lawyer fees instead of having to pay each other's, because nobody won here. So nobody won the case. Now, you can sort of say WordPress Foundation won because they got what they wanted and he's no longer infringing on it, but it doesn't set a precedent. And Jeff Yablon didn't lose. He just, you know, when you set up a court case, I think that's sort of the same as giving up, because, well, either A, you're not going to win, or B, it's not worth it to continue fighting anymore. So all in all, I'm glad this case is over. Hopefully he abides by the obligations that are put forth to him in terms of the trademark issue, because if he don't, could cost him a pretty penny based on the information within the court document. And just, you know, I understand that sometimes it's cool to see the little guy go up against a big guy or some big corporation or foundation, but trademarks are there. Trademarks have to be defended. The policy says you cannot use it. You know, we own the trademark to this. You cannot use it in the top-level domain name. Please don't do it. He went ahead and did it anyway. The foundation did what they're supposed to do, defended it, did the lawsuit. They did what they were supposed to do. They're not a bully in the situation. They're just doing what the law requires. If you own a trademark, you have to defend it, or you end up risk losing it.
I agree. I'm glad the case is done. I think the guy is lucky. He didn't lose a lot of money. And so I think he kind of won in that sense, that they were pretty lenient in what they were willing to compromise with out of court. So that's a lesson to everybody. Just don't use WordPress in its entirety in your domain name. Use WP, just like WP Tavern and all the rest of us use, and you'll be just fine.
I'm kind of disappointed because I really thought, based on the rhetoric and some of the technicalities he was aware of, or loopholes, I don't know what it was, he sort of had this mentality that he was going to see it all the way through the lawsuit, the court case, because he really felt he could win, and then in the end, he settled out of court. So I don't know what... It kind of seems like everything was at a loss. I don't really understand. I can't make heads or tails out of everything that just happened, really.
Well, I think this is the last time we'll hear this person. I don't see this person as being a influencer or contributor in any major significant way. That's probably the way that they should have gone about being a member of the community in terms of engagement and reaching out to everybody other than trying to propagate the merits of this domain. So, it's just one of those things. I'm sure it won't be the last.
And that about, well, that wraps it up for this week's edition of the news.
I do have one thing to mention.
Oh, go ahead.
In the events. We don't do upcoming events too often, but I just happened to notice everything going around in the world of WordCamp this weekend. Jeff, we have WordCamps in Tampa, Rhode Island, Los Angeles, and the Netherlands, all happening on the same weekend.
Nice.
So that's a testament to the scope and the width of the WordPress community, and I hope that all of those have a successful outing and that everybody learns everything. And if you're going to any of those WordCamps, I would say, as a listener of WordPress Weekly, you know, you're probably pretty embedded within, you know, WordPress and how it works. Go find somebody that's brand new to WordPress and just sit and talk to them for 20 minutes and find out what their pains are and help them as much as you can. We need this community to grow, and those are some great venues in which to recruit some new people into the community.
Yeah, I like that advice of where, you know, there are people ahead of you, but there are also a lot of people behind you. So every now and then turn around and help the people behind you and try and bring them up, you know, to where you're at. I mean, yeah, there are plenty of people who know more than you do, but you know a lot that other people don't. So just spread the wealth.
An easy way, by the way, to break the ice with someone is when you talk about their website that they're building, ask them what kind of plugins they're using. Because that'll give you a really quick entry into what the scope of their knowledge is and what they're trying to do with it, and perhaps you have some better suggestions or some things that maybe do multiple functions at once that they are not aware of yet.
Great advice, good advice. So what is this week's plug-in picks of the week?
Oh, man, we've been off for so long, so I grabbed some really good plugins that just came out here. So I've got three. The first one is much like that Stream plugin that we've talked about previously, where it monitors the things that are happening. It's a very simple, lightweight plugin called WP User Activity, and what it does is it kind of sorts, filters, and views per user's session information, data that's logged, IP addresses, those kinds of things. It breaks things down into types and actions. So it can tell if somebody created a category, created a post, all of those types of repetitive things over and over. But it gives you that running log as to when someone happened to go do that so that you can really get a time record and a timestamp of the other activities that users are doing within your system. If you're familiar with BuddyPress, then you should really know what this plugin does. It operates in much the same way. So anybody that's a webmaster that deals with BuddyPress, this plugin is very easy for you to use, very intuitive. The next one is called Wishlist for WooCommerce. Now, we're all familiar with wishlists in Amazon, and now we've got one in WooCommerce. This is one of the better ones that I've seen. It adds that feature for future purchases, and the nice thing about this is the Wishlist plugin also lets your potential customers share their wishlist with their friends through social media platforms. We're talking Facebook, Pinterest, Google Plus, and Twitter, and also does it via email. So it's a really nice add-in for WooCommerce. It's called the Wish List for WooCommerce. And finally, Jeff, you know, we talked about how many email addresses could potentially be in your database. Well, here's a great way to yank that out really quick, just to see the volume of it, to see really if things like Postmatic are good for you. If you've got a lot here, then boy, you got something to work with. Database to Excel is a one-click function that allows you to show all your database tables and then click Export to Excel, and you can get an Excel sheet of everything that's in your database. And that's really good for people that want to know what's there that maybe they're not, you know, they're not MySQL users. They maybe want to do, you know, just some basic stuff to kind of know what's there. And maybe you want to use it as sort of a running, I don't know, like a backup, but in text format. Really nice plugin. It's called Database to Excel. And those are my plugin picks of the week.
Fantastic. So that's going to do it for this episode of WordPress Weekly. But before we go, please, please, please do us a favor. Go to iTunes, give us a review, give us 5 stars if you feel we deserve it. Just give us a review. Write something. Write anything about us, about this show. What you think, how you feel, maybe some guests or topics you'd like us to cover at some point in the future. Just write us an iTunes review. We'd very much appreciate it.
Yes, and it helps us in the rankings as well, so you're doing us a favor by raising our status within the charts of WordPress podcasts.
So you'll be able to find show notes for this episode and all other episodes on wptavern.com, and you can follow me on Twitter at Jeffro, that's JeffrO, and Marcus.
You can find me at my website, MarcusCouch.com, and on Twitter at MarcusCouch.
And until next week, everybody have a safe and enjoyable weekend, and we'll talk to you again next Wednesday evening. Bye-bye.